In the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 12, this is letter number 4164. Baruch Hashem, the 16th of Adar, Tavshin Tezayin, Brooklyn, New York. Again, this is a letter with very great titles for President Shazar in the future. At that point, he wasn't president yet, but that was Schneir Zalman, Rubashov, that's why they called him in abbreviation Shazar. Schneir Zalman, the Rei stands for Rubashov. And the Rebbe gives him, you know, a lot of titles here, an activist, a community activist, good character traits, etc. Shalom Uvracha, there is ... so I don't know what's behind that. But the Rebbe said, I imagine that it has been, I had an opportunity to express my view about this when we had a discussion with your honor, that it is appropriate to encourage the youth and the young people and give them, as the Rebbe uses the language, give them a place in the Mizrach. Mizrach, of course, is east. That's considered to be in the shul. What's the most honorable place is to be in the Mizrach, to be on the east wall, meaning facing east. The Rebbe says we need to give the youth a very special, important place. We got to place them in the Mizrach. And we got to make them very important. Even though the Rebbe says perhaps they have not yet matured, their talents have not yet fully developed, they're not fully cooked, and they may be not fitting yet to really take up their place at the east wall. But still, the Rebbe says, it's very important. And sometimes the Rebbe says, others even suffer from their not complete preparedness. Sometimes these youth are not fully prepared, and then there is others that I guess suffer because of that. But there's a benefit. Why make it important? Because to utilize these fresh energy, I guess, that comes with the youth, and the Rebbe says, and also the satisfaction that everybody has recognizing that they helped another person to settle better his life, whether it's in the circles of the one that helps or even in another circle. I'm not exactly, I'm struggling a little bit because I'm not exactly sure what they were talking about, but it seems like the Rebbe wanted to allow for some of the young people, even if they're not, you know, 100%, even if they're not fully, and sometimes not being fully prepared causes some other problems, but yet the Rebbe said the benefit of utilizing fresh, and when there's a recognition that you helped somebody, give them the opportunity. I'm not exactly, again, like saying I'm saying, but you see this also in the Rebbe's work. The Rebbe would utilize in his work for people to encourage. The Rebbe didn't wait or want or need people that were perfect people to get involved and encourage Yiddishkeit or strengthening Torah. The Rebbe didn't wait until you were a perfect person and only then would he utilize your energies and strength? The Rebbe encouraged everybody to go ahead and get involved, because we can't wait for people, I'm saying that, for them to become perfect. And they may never become perfect, but the work to be done needs to be done right away. So the Rebbe says, in this case, the Rebbe writes, sometimes people have not fully developed, and may not be, it's not a perfect world. You know, I had a discussion with one of the people that I was involved with when I originally came to the Boston area. I helped them out a lot to find their path to Yiddishkeit and everything else, and then they had, you know, they had some fallout, some disappointment, whatever they had. I told him that, I told them, him and her, I told them, listen, this is not a perfect world, you know. People are not refined, and not everybody is, only Hashem is complete, and only the Torah is complete, and the Rebbe is complete, but the Hasidim or even Shluchim or even they're people. Some of them, and the Rebbe doesn't expect, just because a person is in doing the work of the Rebbe, doesn't make him perfect. It means everybody's human. Everybody has still their struggles. Actually, I was able to get him to come back a little bit, because he realized, yeah, you know what. No reason to really keep a grudge and be upset. But this was just my father, may he rest in peace, used to always tell me when I was a kid, I used to come home, I say, well, you know, this guy, you know, he pretends or he claims to be a big rabbi, he does this, you know, I'd have all. And my father would always tell me, I remember, he would say, look, it's a very good gauge to be for perfection. In other words, to look for perfection and to look for wholesomeness, that's beautiful. But the Rebbe says, my father used to say, look to yourself that you should be wholesome. For another person, excuse them, find them, justify there. Don't look for somebody else to be wholesome. You know, look, you be wholesome. And, you know, that's great. But another person, I mean, that's the Rebbe's word. And the Rebbe continues that for sure the days of Purim have gone through with joy. May it be the will of Hashem that it should be an endless, an unlimited joy. Both the conditions externally should be such, and also the inner conditions. You know, sometimes it's hard to be joyful because you know, you have outside limitations, and sometimes you have within, you know, your own conditions of your own self. But the Rebbe blesses that it should be without a limit. As the mitzvah, as we say, Ad lo yadi, to celebrate and rejoice on Purim to such an extent that you don't know anymore. You're so immersed in the joy that you can't tell between blessed is Mordechai and cursed is Haman. And this should bring down true joy for the entire year. And the Rebbe concludes with honor and with a blessing.